how do we grow in the area of leadership? I think that most of us understand the importance of being good leaders, of understanding leadership, but with so much information available to us, and there are mountains of information available to us if we want to grow in this area of leadership, how do we determine, with so much available, how do we determine what it is we should consume, who we should follow, what we should listen to, and what we should just simply let go? We're going to talk about that today. Some principles that I use and I think can be helpful to you as you seek to grow in your leadership. Thank you for joining me today. This is the March or Die Show. Very glad to have you here and looking forward to this topic and such an important topic. Before we jump into it, though, I do want to encourage you, if you are not yet subscribed to the podcast, please make sure that you are subscribed. You are listening from somewhere, wherever it is you're listening from, please go ahead and subscribe. That would be fantastic. That does a couple of things. One, it allows you to have this content as soon as it's pushed out, and I want to make sure that you have that. Again, I've said this before, but I listen to tons of podcasts, and sometimes I'll listen to one, I'll have the thought, that's amazing, I need to come back to that next week, and then I just don't. And like 2 months later, I'm kind of reintroduced to it. I'm like, wow, where was I? Why wasn't I listening to that? And it's because I wasn't subscribed on my favorite podcast platform. So make sure that you are subscribed on your favorite podcast platform. That gets you this content as soon as it comes out. Also, it makes it easy to share out. And again, I do my best to provide content to you that can be helpful personally, but that you could also share out. So make sure that you are subscribed. If you'd like to watch the video of this and really a bunch of other content that I push out, go ahead and go over to YouTube. You can find my channel there. Just look for my name, Jeremy Stalnecker. I try to keep everything very simple. My socials, my website, my YouTube channel, everything is my name, Jeremy Stalnecker. So you can find the channel there. Please check that out. And again, make sure that you're subscribed. Make sure then that you are, you've hit that notification bell, you've connected with me there. That notification bell is really important because that notifies you or tells you that you want to be notified when new content comes online. So please go ahead and check that out. Leave a comment, share that out. That would be fantastic. For those of you that use Spotify, and very grateful for Spotify, they provide the platform that allows me to push the podcast of this out. And now, in addition to audio, Spotify is allowing video. And so please check that out there. You can watch the video as well as listen to it. And this podcast is found just about everywhere. If you're listening, you know that. So please share it out. That would be fantastic. Also, want to remind you, a lot of things on my mind. I'm kind of working through exactly what I want to share today. So many different things going on. I'll get into the content here in just a second. I would encourage you, though, as we get started, to do two other things. Go to the YouTube channel, subscribe. Do two other things, though. Two other things. Here's one of them. Go to my web page. Go to my website, jeremystalnecker.com, jeremystalnecker.com. There, you will find this content. You'll find other podcasts and stuff that I'm involved in. Bios, all of my social contacts are there. Everything's there. But you'll also find my blog, and I write every single week on that blog, and I'll start putting out even a second post on most weeks coming up. I want to talk about some kind of cultural issues that we'll also add to the blog there. So you can find that, jeremystalnecker.com. Also there, you can sign up for my newsletter. That is a way for you to stay connected. I'll push content to you that hopefully will be a help and you can share out with others. That's great. And then the last thing is this. One of the folks who helps to make this program possible, I've talked about them in the past. I would encourage you to go and view their site, order something from them. That is Freedom Fatigues. Again, if you've watched this show, you've heard me talk about Freedom Fatigues, an amazing company, family owned, veteran, law enforcement. He was both. And on the other side of those two careers, started this company where he produces apparel like the sweatshirt that I'm wearing now, t-shirts, tons of American-focused apparel. And one of the great things about them, in addition to being veteran-owned, law enforcement background, and all the other things that they're involved in, great family, they produce everything that they sell in the United States. I know it's a novel concept, but that's what they do. And it's awesome. So I would encourage you, please go and check them out. FreedomFatigues.com, FreedomFatigues.com. You can find their apparel, their site, a lot of stuff there. And if you use my name at checkout, and it's Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, 10, that's 10, the number 10, Jeremy 10, you will get a 10% discount on your order. And very thankful to be able to share that with you. All right. Let's jump into our episode today, jump into this content today. Very, very simple conversation about leadership. And I want to begin by saying this. This is a show that we talk about moving forward. Often we talk about moving forward, just about every episode. That is the focus that we camp on, we work around, we give principles for. Everything is about moving forward. March or die. Why do we talk about moving forward so often? Because in life, there are so many reasons to stop moving forward. There are relationship reasons. There are work reasons. There are financial reasons. There are cultural reasons. There are so many reasons to stop moving forward. And so we spend a little bit of time every week talking about how we can, in spite of those things, continue to move forward. I've made the point many, many times, and if you've listened to this show, you've heard me make it, that really in life, there are only two choices. We can stay where we are and die, just give up, quit, throw in the towel. We can stay where we are and die, or we can march. I like the word march. We could talk about pushing. We could talk about running. We could talk about walking. We could use a lot of different words and phrases and word pictures, metaphors. But I like march. It was chosen intentionally. Why? Because marching, if you've ever done it, is simply putting one foot in front of the other. That's it. And when it comes to life, we need to learn how to put one foot in front of the other. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't die. Don't give in, even when that would be easier. You don't have to have all the answers to march. You don't even have to know the final destination. You have to know the few steps in front of you, but you don't have to know the final destination. You don't have to even be filled with hope and passion. You simply need to have decided that you're going to keep going forward and that the next step is the most important step. You need to march. When we pull that back, there is something that helps us to do that better. I give principles a lot. I talk about it a lot of different things. And often I come back to this understanding of leadership. I think all of us understand, and if we don't, we should, that leaders, it's in the name, march. If you are a leader, that means you have followers. There are people looking to you for direction. And that direction that you give, it should be a forward direction. Leaders march. They move forward. Even when it would be easier to stop, even when it would be easier to stay where they are, to die, if you will, to give in, to just go along, to succumb to the pressure of the obstacles and the trials and the traumas in front of them. Leaders push beyond. They march. And I believe one of the very best ways to continue to march forward is to grow in your leadership. Grow as a leader. I talk a lot about leadership. I've given definitions of leadership. I wrote a book on leadership, which you can find if you'd like to go look for it, Leadership by Design. To me, leadership is simply moving people from where they are to where they need to be. Leadership is helping people in your life, the people that you have in your life. It may be your kids, it may be employees, it may be on a team of some kind, whatever the case. Leadership is very simple. It's using what you have, the gifts, the talents, the abilities, the opportunities, the vision to see forward, the drive to continue moving forward, the endurance to take one more step. It's using what you have to move those in your life from where they are, wherever that is, to where they need to be. I've talked about this. I'm not going to break all of that down, but that's it. So leadership then is essential. moving people from where they are to where they need to be. Leadership is essential if we're going to continue to march when it would be easier to die. And we need to grow in this area of leadership. This should be a passion for all of us to grow as leaders. Our relationships will be better if we're better leaders. Our work environment will be better if we're better leaders. Our community connections will be better if we're better leaders. On and on and on I could go. Leadership is really the hinge on which so many things swing, good or bad, forward, backward, progress, no progress, march or die. So much of that hinges on leadership. If you're listening to this podcast, I assume that you understand that, at least to some degree. I also assume that you're a person who wants to grow, who wants to learn, who wants to develop, who wants to get better. And that's so important. No one ever figures it out. No one ever arrives. We're all just working through this process together. But one of the challenges, for me at least, maybe it's a challenge for you as well, certainly one of the challenges for me, when I seek to grow in my leadership, I read books, I listen to podcasts, I have attended seminars, I do everything you do, I'm sure, to try to grow in this area, I am often confronted with the reality that there's more information than I could ever get to. I read biographies because there's so much leadership training in those biographies. I read books specific to very specific areas of leadership. I listen to things and I watch people talk and I get involved as much as I can in discussions on this topic. But there's more information about leadership and specifically how to grow in your leadership than you could ever get to in a lifetime. In many ways, leadership has become an industry. In fact, a lot of people are teaching leadership and making good money doing so, people who have never actually done much leading themselves. So with all of the information available to you, and it's huge, and a limited amount of time in life, how do you determine what you should consume, what you should apply, and what you should just walk past? I love principles. Principles in life. So often I give principles on this show. I like principles because they guide us. A principle is something that you can go back to and say, well, all of this information that I'm looking at, what does that mean based on this principle that I hold to? I believe a truth. That's a principle. I am then going to filter the information in the world through that principle. And if there is some connectivity, some resonance, then I will accept that information. If not, then I will discard it. So it is when it comes to leadership. We need some principles to filter the mountain of leadership information through. I want to give you three principles. And again, these are so helpful to me. They've been helpful to me. I've learned these the hard way in many cases. I want to share them with you. Here's what you need to understand first of all. Leadership is personal. This is a principle. Leadership is principle. Your leadership journey begins with you learning how to be a better leader. Leadership is personal. Here's an application when it comes to the information available to you. So much leadership information available to us is given to us as a technique, a tactic, something that we can use to get other people to do what we want them to do. When I consume leadership information, I'm consuming it. I'm actually receiving it. I'm trying to figure out how to apply it to my life. I use this principle. Leadership is personal. This is where I start. I ask this question first. How can I grow as a person if I apply what I'm being taught to my life? Leadership is personal. People who lead well are people who have already grown through a process of leadership. They've struggled themselves. They've fallen themselves. They've tried and not done very well themselves. They've experienced success, they've experienced failure, and through it all, they've continued to march forward. And so they've come to a point in their lives where they can look back and bring others along. Why? Because it's personal. We talk about leading by testimony. What does that mean? Leading by testimony is looking someone in the eye and saying, hey, I know where you are because I've been there. Let me tell you that story. I learned some things along the way, or I have learned some things along the way that have helped me to move forward. Let me share those with you. There's always the caveat, I am not perfect. I don't have it all figured out. I don't exactly know what will be next in the future. I've got a couple steps figured out. I don't know it all, but I want to carry you along or take you along with me. Why? Because this is personal. Leadership is personal. And if you are consuming information or following people that make leadership about how you can get others to do what you want them to do, instead of how you can grow as a human being, grow as a person, grow in your faith, then that's the kind of information that I would push aside. Because leadership and the leadership journey begins with you. It's personal. That leads me to the second principle. Again, that's a principle. Here's the second principle, though, and man, I talk about this one all of the time. I've shared this one probably hundreds of times because it's something that is meaningful to me. We talk about leadership being personal. This second point, the second principle, is so meaningful to me. Be a leader. Don't simply do leadership. Be a leader. Don't simply do leadership. I could say it this way. Don't compartmentalize your leadership. We do this so often. You've seen this. Maybe you have even experienced this personally. Maybe this has been you. I don't know. We'll say it's someone else, someone in your life, someone you know. This is the person who is extremely talented, gifted, capable, a strong leader at work. And yet in their personal lives, they're absolutely falling apart. This is the person who always has the answers, who knows how to carry people forward in one venue or another, in one place or another. But in the other areas of their life, the areas that would be considered less important, they don't know what to do. It's always been amazing to me, having spent a lot of time around military people, around veterans, and every day I spend time around folks who are either in the military or have been in the military. And it blows my mind how many strong, combat-proven leaders are absolutely incapable in their homes. Why is that? Well, because a lot of leadership, as it's taught, really isn't about being a leader. It's about doing leadership. It's about the tactics behind leadership instead of the core or the heart of what it is to be a leader. Someone who is a leader will do a good job at work. They'll do a good job on the sports team. They'll do a good job on the church committee. They'll do a good job in their homes. The tactics will change. The strategies will change. What they need to do to be a good leader in every one of those areas will be different, but they'll figure it out because they're a leader. Because at their core, they understand that their purpose on this planet is to use what they have to move the people in their lives from where they are to where they need to be. They understand that. That doesn't change. That's why I always start with the definition when I talk about leadership. That doesn't change. The how may change, but the what doesn't change. And yet, if we're not careful, we can consume leadership content that teaches us this is how you do this over here, but that thing over there doesn't apply. Now, again, technique is important. It's absolutely important. How you lead Marines should be different than how you lead your children. I understand that. Those things are important. But I have known a lot of people who didn't have all the hows figured out, all the techniques figured out, but because the goal was clear in their mind, they figured it out. I am a fan of continuing education. I am a fan of reading books that teach you how to do things and going places where you're taught how to do things. Very, very important. But don't ever confuse that with being a leader. Don't ever confuse, I know a bunch of stuff, and so people have to follow me, with, I am a leader. We have to get past this idea that the smartest guy in the room is the leader, or the one with the word owner or manager or boss on their name tag is the leader. The leader is the one who at their core understands, I can do leadership or I can be a leader. I can do things that require people to follow me, or I can understand the goal of moving people from where they are to where they need to be, so that I am a leader at work, and I'm a leader at home, and I'm a leader in my community. I'm a leader everywhere that I go. Don't compartmentalize. Be a leader. Don't simply do leadership. This is absolutely 100% essential. I could talk a lot about that. I've spent more time talking about that in the past, but I'll move to my last principle. Again, these are principles for filtering leadership content. There's a mountain of it. You want to grow. You want to learn. You want to understand. What do you take? What do you pass up? Filter it through these principles. Leadership is about you. It begins with you. It's personal. Leadership requires you to be a leader, not simply do leadership stuff. And then finally, this is number three. It does not contradict number one, but you have to listen carefully. Number three, here's a principle. Leadership begins with you, but it's not about you. There it is. Leadership begins with you, but it's not about you. I cannot tell you the amount of time I've wasted reading books and listening to talks that explain leadership. Although they may not say it exactly like this, this is how it's explained or how I receive it. Leadership is, according to some of these books and talks, leadership is having the ability to get people to do what you want them to do or what you need them to do. I've heard it said that leadership is getting people to do what you want them to do and think that it's their idea. I've talked about spiritual or servant leadership on this show before, and man, the number of times I've walked away from teaching on being a servant leader or a spiritual leader, and I've walked away thinking that's just manipulation with God attached to it. Please understand, that's not leadership. So when you're consuming content about leadership, when you're trying to understand leadership, trying to grow in your leadership, remember this principle. It begins with you. You want to grow as a leader, but it's not about you. We grow as leaders so that we can take other people forward. Moving them from where they are to where they need to be. Management is getting people to do what you want them to do. In a work context, even in a home context sometimes, it's getting the people to do, the people can be your kids, they can be employees, they can be others, getting the people to do, the people in your world to do what you need them to do. But leadership is something entirely different. Leadership is leveraging what you have for the benefit of those that you lead. It begins with you. It must be personal, but it's not really about you. These three principles help me in so many ways to filter through the mountain of leadership content that's available to all of us. Leadership podcasts, leadership videos. If you go to TED Talks, with TEDx, there are literally thousands of videos, people telling you how to lead in one way or another. You can, again, read books, listen to books, sign up for seminars. A lot of those things are very, very helpful. But a lot of them, in my opinion, are not. How do I determine which is which? Well, I first ask the question, do they understand that leadership is personal? Can I grow personally as a human being, as a person? Am I going to be better off for consuming this content? I then need to ask the question, will taking this in, applying what they're teaching me, will that help me to be a better leader? Or will it simply give me some more tools to do leadership? I want to be a leader. Again, nothing wrong with getting the tools. Just know the difference. Don't call getting tools leadership. Understand, those are tools to be used as you lead. And then number three, I have to ask the question, do the people who are teaching me, telling me, who have written to me, understand that leadership is not about me? It's not about them. It's not about me. It's about those that we have the privilege and the opportunity to lead. These three principles, if you'll apply them to your life, can change not only the content that you consume, but the way that you personally view leadership and function as a leader. When it comes to marching, when it would be easier to just stay where you are and die, so many things that can be taught, so many principles that can be given, conversations had, and I'll continue to do that. But there is nothing you can do for yourself that will equip you to move forward, to march. Nothing you can do better than growing as a leader. And hopefully this will help to equip you as you pursue growth in that area personally. In life, it's just true. The bullets will come your direction. There's an enemy out there that's trying to destroy you. You'll find yourself in situations you never anticipated. And although it may feel like there are 1,000 different things you can do, a lot of decisions that can be made, there's really only two decisions, two choices. When things get bad, when things get rough, when they become overwhelming, when the unexpected is in front of you, you have to decide. Will you stay where you are and die? Just give up. Or will you march? Thankfully, the choice is always yours. Appreciate you joining me today. We will talk to you next time.
Hey there, it's Carly Mercouli, your host of Therapy and Theology, a weekly podcast that explores popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.